Coming up on episode number 1012 of Coverville. Well, we're back after a week hiatus for illness and also to celebrate our win at the Podcast Awards. But we're back with a jam-packed show of all the things that you love. Whether you love requests, whether you love indie hodgepodge, we've got a cover story for Sade, who turns 55 today, as well as a tribute to the calendar, as we are at the beginning of another calendar year. It is episode 1012, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, January 16th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of the show. Today, we are celebrating our wins over at the Podcast Awards. Thank you so much, because it's all because of you. It is absolutely because of you and your votes and your support. And the fact that you continue to come here and listen to this show and support the show, send in your requests, your ideas, your thoughts. Could not thank you enough for all the support you've given me over the years. And here we are getting into our ninth year of Coverville. Well, more than we're halfway. I don't know if we're halfway, but we're knee deep in our ninth year of Coverville. Going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary later this year. And we've won the podcast award for the last 3 years straight. So thank you for the continued support. Today's show, we're going to have a cover story for Sade. We're going to have Months of the Year, a tribute to the calendar by suggestion. Let's start things off, though, with requests. This first one going out to Thomas in Denmark. He is what I consider to be a great Danish. This is a suggestion from him for a band called the Strawberry Slaughterhouse and their cover of Kids in America, the Kim Wilde classic. This one was recorded way back in 1997 from the album Suck and the Art of Surviving. Here is Strawberry Slaughterhouse.
Looking at a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. Friday night, everyone's moving. I can feel the heat and it's soothing, heading down. I search for the beat in this dirty town. We'll be right back.
traffic is stuck and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you'd found a friend to take you out of this place, someone that you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Situation. And I stand with my back to the wall, walking is better than running away, and crawling ain't no good at all.
Guilty's the question, and truth is the answer. And I've been lying to me all along. There ain't nothing worth saving except one another. Before you wake up,
after carefully considering the whole situation, and I stand with my back to the wall,
and walking is better than running away. Crawling
thank you. after carefully considering the whole situation, I stand with my back to the wall, walking, and it's better than running away. Crawling ain't no good at all. Crawling ain't no good at all.
From their incredible album Feedback, that is Rush with a cover of Mr. Soul, originally done by Neil Young, popularized by Buffalo Springfield, and going out to brand new listener Ron John. Thank you, Ranjan, for emailing me, and welcome to Coverville. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. Great cover right there from Rush. Great album. That all cover album feedback, really worth picking up. Came out in 2004, has a bunch of great stuff on there. Their tribute to classic rock from Rush, of all people. Right before that, you heard Willie Nelson and Nora Jones from a brand new album from Willie Nelson called To All the Girls, which features him doing some covers and even some recovers of his early material, including that one right there, Walkin', but doing it with duets with a lot of great female pop and country artists like Nora Jones. Dolly Parton is on there, Alison Krauss, I believe. That one going out to Ralph, who whose wife gave him that album, and they really, really enjoyed it, and he wanted to request that and dedicate it from Ralph to Pam. So, Ralph, that one is going out from you to Pam. Right before that, Hudson Lights from their self-titled album from last year with a cover of U2's Beautiful Day. That one going out to Claire. And we started things off with a request from Thomas from Denmark, Strawberry Slaughterhouse from their album Suck and the Art of Surviving Suburbia from 1997 with a cover of Kim Wilde's Kids in America. Well, this edition of Coverville is brought to you by Think Geek. Think Geek, stuff for smart masses. And right now, if you are a Doctor Who fan and you happen to take showers, you're into that whole hygiene thing, which we all should be into, you might be interested in finding out about the Doctor Who TARDIS shower rack. It is a shower rack shaped like the TARDIS. It hangs on your spigot, your faucet, your shower head, and has room for everything you could possibly need, whether it's a loofah or your head blade if you shave your head like I do, things like that. All of this stuff fits on the Doctor Who TARDIS shower rack, and it's available right now. It's one of those Think Geek exclusives, one of those things you can only get at Think Geek, and it's perfect for the Doctor Who fan in your life or the Doctor Who fan in your bathroom. In any case, you can find it and a myriad of other things over there at thinkgeek.com. When you're ready to buy, go to coverville.com and click on the Think Geek link over on the right side of the page. That will help me out with any purchase you make there, whether or not you buy the things I talk about on the show or anything you buy there helps out Coverville. Go check it out at thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses. All right, let's get into a couple indie hodgepodge tracks. These are things that labels and bands have sent me recently that didn't fit into any other groups, so I decided to just play them on the show as is. This first one I am super, super happy about, and I couldn't be more excited about the process or the what this was recorded for. This is from Gold Lake, and it's a cover of Love's Alone Again Or that they did for Amnesty International. It's actually got members of Sufjan Stevens, Bahamas, Beirut, and of Here We Go, Here We Go Magic, all getting together to record this for such a great cause, Amnesty International. Check it out, and also check out the video and see what you can do to help out Amnesty International as well. Here is Gold Lake and their cover of Love's Alone Again Or.
See where my distance is.
Yeah. You good?
Said it's alright, I won't forget all the times I waited patiently for you, and you do just what you choose to do. Thank you.
Somebody said to me, you know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone again tonight, my
goodbye. I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you, planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime. Going to a movie only makes me sad. Parties make me feel as bad. When I'm not with you, I don't know what else to do. Like a summer rose, like a summer rose.
Melanie C, a.k.a. Melanie Chisholm, a.k.a. Sporty Spice from the band The Spice Girls, with probably, well, definitely her most recent album, Stages, and a great album of cover. I was going to say probably her best album to date, with a cover right there of Dusty Springfield's I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself. That whole album, I believe, at least a majority of it were all covers, and some great ones. As a matter of fact, she re-teams up with Emma Bunton, a.k.a. Baby Spice, for one of the tracks on there. And as far as I know, she's working on something new. No announcements yet as far as what that's going to be. She's kind of focusing on her stage career. I believe she's in the West End production of Jesus Christ Superstar, Superstar right now. That is Melanie C. with I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself. In honor of her 40th birthday, which just occurred a few days ago. Before that, Frankie Cena with his cover of Say Something, originally by A Great Big World. That one you can find online. Look for a link in the show notes to where you can find out more about that one. We start things off with Gold Lake and their brand new cover of Love's Alone Again, or this was recorded for Amnesty International. Go check out all the great things that Gold Lake is doing. I'll put a link in the show notes along with this song to where you can go check out the video and see all the great stuff that they're doing. That is Gold Lake and Alone Again. Or, well, speaking of birthdays, Sade, better known or originally known, I should say, as Helen Fola Sade Adu, was born 55 years ago today. Let's celebrate Sade's birthday with a set of covers of her songs. Let's start things off with a great cover by the Deftones. This was released in 2009 on their B-Sides and Rarities CD. Great cover right here of No Ordinary Love.
I give you all the love. Ladies and gentlemen, por favor, quiero tener una comunicación con ustedes, preciosas. Ustedes me van a entender, la música es preciosa. Ustedes, muchachos, llévenla ahorita a la pista, a las niñas. Tómela por el hombro suave. La otra mano también suave. Por favor. No sean bruscos. Las damas hay que tratarlas suave. Suave.
Smooth operator.
Three songs that Ted Leo released on his Twitter account, a cover of Sade's By Your Side. You can find a link in the show notes to where you can download that and the other two tracks from that Twitter promotion. Before that, Couldn't Love You More by the Rosebuds. They did an entire album in 2012 where they covered Love Deluxe, Sade's Love Deluxe, and did that Couldn't Love You More cover as part of that. Great download from Bandcamp. That you can check out. Smooth Operator, right before that, by Señor Coconut from his 2010 album Fiesta Songs. And we started things off with No Ordinary Love by the Deftones from their 2009 B-Sides and Rarities album, a tribute going out to Sade for her 55th birthday, which is today. Happy birthday, Sade. All right, let's get to the theme for today's show. This one, a recommendation by Guillaume. Thank you, Guillaume, for suggesting this. No, I had never done a show like this before. I'd never done a theme like this before. I've done days of the week, and I've done dates, like where songs actually contain dates. But I've never done an episode or a theme where all the songs contain months of the year. And it's funny, in just kind of an informal survey of my own library, what 2 months would you expect would have the most covers with their name in the title? And you can't pick like May, because May, not even as a month, appears in so many song titles. No, surprisingly, April, a big month for being used in titles for covers. And September, another really big one that's used frequently in titles. September Song, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. So let's do a couple sets here. Let's do first a set of April tracks, starting off with Simon & Garfunkel's April Come She Will. This one covered for a 2007 tribute album called About a Girl, where, coincidentally, every track on the CD contains a girl's name as well. So, whether this fits into the April as a woman's name or April as a month, hope you enjoy it. Here are the Swivel Chairs and April Come She Will.
Thank you. Oh,
from Austin. That's Michelle Solberg and her cover of Prince's Sometimes It Snows in April, which might as well be a Colorado theme song, because I think it seems to always snow in April here in the Mile High State. That is from a tribute to Prince called Do Me Baby, Austin Does Prince, which came out in 1996, features a bunch of independent Austin bands, all covering the Paisley one himself. Marsha Hines, right before that, from a tribute to Australian music called State of the Heart, Australia Salutes Its Own, from 2011. It's a cover of the Dragon song, April Sun in Cuba. As I was putting stuff together here, that song kept coming up, and the more I listened to it, the more I loved it, so I figured I had to include it on this show. We started things off with the Swivel Chairs and April Come She Will from the tribute album About a Girl, a cover of Simon and Garfunkel by the Swivel Chairs. So I mentioned that aside from April, September seems to be a big song, or a big month that gets mentioned in song titles frequently. Let's start things off with a cover of The, one of my favorite bands, The. Here's a cover by Elbow of the Mind Bomb song August and September from the album Mind Bomb. This was from a 2006 Q magazine ride-along called Q Best of 86-06. Here is August and September.
Suddenly last summer, I started going out of my head. In a tiny hotel room, lying naked on a bed. I knew what you were doing, and I knew what you'd done. Life with me was ending, your new life had begun. I was cursing your name, and I was cursing that room, and I was praying for the strength to stop loving you. Just too weak to kill it.
our love too strong to die? Were we just too weak to kill it? Was our love too strong to die? We were just too weak to kill it.
And the autumn weather.
Yes, we'll always make time on this show for Lindsey Buckingham. That's from his 1983 album Law and Order, I think his first solo album, as a matter of fact, with a cover of Kurt Vile's September Song. Great, great track there from Lindsey Buckingham. Before that, the Bangles with their cover of Big Star's September Girls from the re-release of their album Different Light from 1986. Now, it's kind of funny because today, or tomorrow, happens to be Susanna Hoff's birthday. She's turning 55 as well. And I was going to do a set of Susanna Hoff's covers, but then I said, well, we've got a Bengals cover in here. But of course, didn't even think to realize, well, it's not a Bengals cover sung by Susanna Hoff's. I think that's Michael Steele actually doing vocals on that one. September Girls by the Bengals from Different Light. And we started things off with The's August and September, covered by Elbow for Q Magazine's Best of 86-06 album. One of those free ride-along CDs that you get with the magazine. So, all right, there's your April, your September. Let's go ahead and get to kind of the everything else. Starting off with what was voted in a poll of Brazilian journalists, musicians, and other artists to be the best all-time Brazilian song. It is Waters of March, or in Portuguese, it's Águas de Março. And it was originally written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, covered by tons of different artists. And it's funny, it's an interesting song because it is doesn't really feature lyrics per se as much as it features a listing of things as they run down the drain when the rains of March, the waters of March, come flowing. How about an unusual version? This one's sung by Catherine Winnick and Charlie Sheen. Yes, Tiger Blood, Charlie Sheen. This was recorded for a soundtrack to a film called A Glimpse Inside the Mind of Charles Swan III, which came out last year. And I haven't seen the movie yet, but I do believe that they sing the song actually in the movie, which makes me want to see it even more. Actually, it's got so many good people. It's got Jason Schwartzman. It's got Bill Murray, Aubrey Plaza. I really can't wait to see this film. Águas de Março, Waters of March by Catherine Winnick and Charlie Sheen.
Do caminho é um resto de toco, é um pouco zazinho, é um caco de vidro, é o vindo, é o som, é a noite e a morte, a las volantão, é parábola do campo,
é a dona da madeira,
canga, candeia,
é uma tita pereira,
é matéria de vento,
tombo da ribanceira,
é mistério profundo, é o vindo ventando, é o fim da lareia. Big e o vão, festa da comiara. É o pé, é o show.
É a marcha estradeira.
Passarinho na mão.
Pedra de atiradeira.
É mave no céu.
É o mave no show.
É um recato, é uma fonte.
É um pé de açúcar de pão.
Somos água de março, no feijão do verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. Au.
Pedra.
Inha.
Inho.
És tu.
Oco.
Oco,
inho,
aço,
sal, são as águas de março, feijão do verão, é promessa de vida no teu coração. Ba,
ba, da, da,
ba,
za, za, zi, za,
ba,
ananana,
ba,
gurarara,
ba,
za, za, za,
ba,
oh, wow. she walked in the room, and I, as I recall, it ended much too soon, much too soon. Hypnotizing, mesmerizing me. She was everything I dreamed she'd be. Sweet surrender, what a night.
Such a good song, I love it.
It's 4th of July. take the time to lay it on the line. I could rest my head just knowing that you were mine. Oh, mine. So if you want to love me, darling, don't refrain.
trite manner sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. And it's been a long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself one more day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood, and it's been so long since I've seen the ocean. I guess I should. No, no, no.
Seems like such a great way to end the show. Long December by Utah Moon, originally by Counting Crows. That one from a tribute from 2012 called Death to the 90s, featuring covers of a bunch of tracks from the 90s, as you might expect from a name like that. Sandy Tom from her cover collection, which came out last year, November of last year, and her cover of November Rain, originally by Guns N' Roses. You had to expect that there'd be a cover of that in here. Fourth of July by Robert Earl Keen from his 1997 album Picnic, and Matt Ridd, never was sure how to pronounce that name, late great singer from Chicago, a solo artist with a great, great live cover there of December 1963, Oh What a Night by Frankie Valli. That one was released as part of his mailing list. You had to be on his mailing list to originally get it, but I put a link in the show notes to where you can find that, where you can find that now. And we started things off with Catherine Winnick and Charlie Sheen from the soundtrack to the film A Glimpse Inside the Mind of Charles Swann III, a cover of the song by Antonio Carlos Jobim's Aguas de Marco. He actually wrote Portuguese and English lyrics for that song, different lyrics for that song, but I just love the original Portuguese version of that. It's so, so cool. Catherine Winnick and Charlie Sheen at the top of that set. And that is going to do it for this edition, the first episode of 2014. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope you'll come back again next week for another. Thank you so much for tuning in. Email me at requests@coverville.com if there's something you want to hear. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Check it out right now. It is a toll-free call, of course. Of course it would be, right? We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and here's to another great year of Coverville. Bye-bye! Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good any month of the year, they're what you need to hear.